Peter Counter, managing editor, Fine Biometrics, reporting live from FedID 2018 in Tampa. I'm here with Nick Patico, senior vice president of solutions. So, Nick, what are you showcasing here today at FedID?
Well, we brought two of our new devices. First one we call the Nomad Pocket 30, mm-hmm. along with the with our Mobile ID app. Okay. You know, people know us for our Mobile ID app. I think we have the most successful mobile biometric deployment of any software or hardware in the world with the Seek. The Seek, which is getting pretty long in the tooth, is still in operation today, mm-hmm. Still being sustained. This application, you may remember from years ago, the sticks, the batons that people would carry, put their finger on it.
Absolutely.
Well, people like the UK Met Police bought into that model. And deployed 100 units of this stick-like device. Worked okay. They're big into biometrics, but they decided they needed a way to lower their costs mm-hmm. and improve their mobility. Those things are bulky. They're literally like a club. And so they came to us, and we introduced them to what we call the Nomad Pocket 30 reader. And so it's a FAP30 device. Mm-hmm. Can be in a portfolio or not in a portfolio. Can operate, generally speaking, with any Android phone. And so they supply their own Android phone. The UK Met Police built their own apps. And what's interesting, they've had a few cases already. We just started shipping them to them. I do like the one because there was apparently a naked man running down the street. And you know what a naked man doesn't have?
ID.
He has no ID. And so they took his fingerprint at the hospital, found out he was a subject from a mental ward, figured out how he could be returned, and went through that whole process. And so it's convenient. It's simple. You don't have to have it in this little portfolio. Mm-hmm. You can literally just have this piece in your pocket, hence the name of the pocket reader.
Right.
Now, what they did discover by going with this method as opposed to the baton, they were able to buy instead of 100 units, to field 100 units, they're going to field 600 because it's less expensive. And because of this ability to pick any phone, mm-hmm. They can buy a low-end phone, which is what they're using, communicates over cell back to their ident system or whatever it might be called today, which I can't remember. And so they've had great success, and we're in the process of shipping. I think we've shipped 100. We'll ship the next as they demand them over time. We'll ship the next. So.
Yeah.
So we're showing that here at with our mobile app as opposed to their mobile app. We've also have got our first sale of what we call the Nomad 60, and in this case, the Nomad 60 Wireless. This is, and I'll open the case here, and I'll actually take it out of the case.
Mm-hmm.
Sorry for the noise.
Oh, no worries.
And so if you take a look at this, this is the Nomad 60. It's in a little rubber case here.
Mm-hmm.
Surprisingly resilient. We've drop tested this to 5 feet.
Well.
And it is a wireless FAP60 TFT reader. Uses the same substrate as on the Pocket 30, but this case in FAP60 form. You may not know, but we're just in the end of wrapping up a global deployment for DOD military organizations.
Mm-hmm.
And so we're supplying some 400 or so booking stations around the world for military use.
Mm-hmm.
One of those military companies decided they wanted a jump kit. They wanted it to be lightweight, easy to use. This device here, I'm going to try to remember the weight off the top of my head, but I'll let you hold it, pick it up, and you'll find it's quite light.
Oh, wow, that's lighter than I expected.
Yeah, what was interesting is the prototype was heavier, and I was shocked when this came in lighter.
Oh, yeah.
Usually we find things the other way around. It's got some nice display up here.
Mm-hmm.
We can take, you know, obviously four fingers on that. They wanted it, and they've married it up with a HP tablet mm-hmm. that runs Windows because they want to run the traditional cross-match software called MOBS.
Right.
Same software that runs on the Seek. They wanted to run that same software. Now they can take a jump kit as opposed to having a big jump kit with a battery.
Mm-hmm.
Now you're battery free because all the devices, the notebook, the tablet, and this device here have their own battery.
Right.
And so now this will operate with a USB connection, just mm-hmm. like the Nomad 30. Most people are starting to use it wirelessly. So we have that. That's our first sale, which we'll be shipping soon. And we're also working on some other international opportunities. So one place we're in the Middle East where people drive across a long causeway, mm-hmm. they want to take their fingerprints. They're going to have an operator in the booth and a border guard walk into cars holding this, having them put their hand on it, wirelessly transmitting back to the guard booth. That guard booth will give them a thumbs up or thumbs down, and they'll either do whatever they do to them, either let them go or take them into custody or whatever that thing might be.
Such a game changer.
Yeah, we're sort of excited. We're pretty excited about this. I think it came out looking good. And the people I've shown it to, like any cross-match product, right, the most impressive thing with the cross-match products is their speed of capture.
Right.
And so the speed of capture on this device is, when I showed it to somebody compared to other like devices, found this to be phenomenal to quote them. So we're pretty excited about this now being part of that ecosystem that we've just developed globally for DoD law enforcement. And so I think that's a good place to be. And we've had great success there. I want to say we're 95% done, but that means implementations in Okinawa and, you know, everywhere you can imagine in the U.S. And so we've had a bunch of people on the road for quite a number of months now. So, and the DoD ones at the bases are all large in cabinets that they have. Mm-hmm. So, and they're using our traditional software too. So.
Fantastic.
So there you go.
Great. Yeah, that's it's all looking really great. It's such the use case you use there about just the range on something like that.
Well, it's Wi-Fi, right?
Yeah.
And now it's interesting. This Middle East customer really put us through the paces from a security standpoint. Mm-hmm. And so we learned a lot during that implementation. I think that's going to help us moving forward. So we were excited to have them beat us up for a few weeks. That's what they do. So.
Right.
We're in the process of, this is now FAP 60 certified, and we're in the process of finishing that certification on some rural stuff. And so I think it should be all good.
So. Yeah. So we're recording this on Tuesday. Monday this week was this huge news that CrossMatch was purchased by HID Global, and I was wondering if you could comment on that.
We announced the acquisition of us by HID on Monday morning at 2:45 a.m. Because I guess that's how stuff works.
Yeah.
We told our employees all on Friday. And so I don't know if you know, but CrossMatch has been owned by a private equity firm called Francisco Partners. And as we like to say, when you're owned by a private equity firm, after they buy you, you're for sale. And so the goal was to always for them to sell the company. We went through a lot of bidders and a lot of looking at a lot of companies, and we were happy that it came out to HID. Because if you look at HID, if you know CrossMatch is really three lines of business. Mm-hmm. We have what we call our BIS commercial business, or our biometric identity system commercial. Mm-hmm. And the commercial systems you'll find in, if you go to a McDonald's, you might see someone using one of our single fingerprint readers for time and attendance, for manager overrides, to limit identity fraud. That business goes nicely with what they call the EAT business of HID. We're demoing over in the booth a little bit of our digital persona composite authentication product, which is a multi-factor authentication product that we've been developing for years and have been out on the market for a couple years. They have an IAM business. This fits perfectly in their IAM business. And then lastly, and what you're most interested in, is our core biometrics, or what we call our government biometrics business. They have something they call Civil ID, and this fits nicely into that. And so I think they'll be good stewards for the company. And we've met with them obviously many times, and I'm excited to get to know them and start working, because it really gives us a much broader access to the market, right? HID is part of ASSA ABLOY, and I don't know the numbers off the top of my head, but ASSA ABLOY is huge, and HID is big. And so, we've been working on the small side, and being able to get sort of the investment capabilities that HID will have, I think you'll see phenomenal new things out of CrossMatch.
Fantastic. Yeah, just going off of what you said there, FedID is a government conference. Huge news for CrossMatch was that it was accepted as a part of phase two of IARPA's THOR program. I was wondering if you'd comment on that as well.
Well, we're excited about that for two reasons. First, I thought our CTO's office did a wonderful job at phase one. They proved the technology. They participated in the test. I feel we managed that program well. Now, what's equally as exciting is if you look at the people who are asked to continue, they're all companies that do research.
Right.
We develop commercial products. And so I think what the IARPA people will like is the fact that if at the end of this road we yield something good, I think that there's an opportunity for us to productize it. That's harder when you're a university, or it's harder when you're a specific R&D style company. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, we're excited to get on the road with that. We have, we've got the same team in place, and things are starting to move forward.
Fantastic. Yeah. And yeah, just to finish up, has it been, I think I already know the answer because we've been talking about it, but has it been a good year for CrossMatch?
You know, we had, you know, in the beginning of this last administration, selling to the federal government was hard. Mm-hmm. And I think they developed, you know, the needs developed and festered, if you will. And we're actually having a phenomenal year this year. And so now, acquisition aside, the business is good.
Fantastic. Well, Nick, thanks for taking the time to talk to Find Biometrics today, and have a good remainder of the conference.
Thanks, Peter. Appreciate it.